All right, welcome back. It's Jared and Cameron's weekly podcast. We are going to recap some of what's been happening in the NBA, how that can transition to the NBA playoffs, because they're going to be starting up soon. MLB spring training, we're really in the thick of things. Players are getting more regular at-bats, starting to get in their groove as we head down the stretch of spring training and into the regular season. And we just want to say this is going to be our last podcast of the winter season of, you know, this trimester. And we want to say thank you for listening. We really enjoy putting out this content. We hope that everything comes out clearly, that you really enjoy what we're putting out. It's been a really great time. So let's get right into it. NBA, we're at the point where it's really like where you are right now is most likely where you're going to be at in the playoffs. Cameron, I want to ask you, how do you see the standings kind of changing if they do?
Okay. I'll start with the East because it's just kind of easier to do right now. Because there's only about like 10 teams in the running. No, Washington is out. They're done.
Washington, I believe, is done.
Washington is done.
Washington is like the LA of the East.
Yeah, they're right now 3 games out. But in the spectrum of things, there's still 3 teams in front of them that I think even have a better chance. Yeah, it's just going to be hard to pass Orlando, Miami. So Miami right now has the 9th seed. And I really think they've been playing pretty good recently.
Recently. They hadn't been playing well a little bit before that.
Yeah, but recently, their past like 3-4 games. I think the All-Star break helped them a little.
Yeah.
I think that
getting Dragic back.
Yeah. I think they will end up passing the Hornets. And I think Detroit will make it, but I think Brooklyn might fall down actually, and Detroit will be the 6th seed, Brooklyn will be the 7th, and the 8th will be Miami. Right now they're basically tied for that 8th spot, but the only problem is that like Charlotte has won more games versus them, so that's why they have the 9th seed right now. But they have the same record.
Yeah, when I was looking at the other day, I definitely think, you know, Detroit and Brooklyn, I really think both of them are going to get in. I think they're better than those.
They're both 500.
I think they're better than, you know, the Charlottes, Orlandos, and Miamis. When I look at the... I looked at the Heat schedule because I was interested to see, you know, is it a harder schedule? Is it not? And what I noticed is that it's really up in their control. Like, they play Charlotte. They play Orlando. You know, if they want to make the playoffs, like, you just got to win the games.
Yeah,
like,
they play Cleveland, Charlotte. Then they have a couple hard games versus Milwaukee, Detroit, and Toronto. But then at the end of their season, they end up playing New York.
And they finish off with Brooklyn.
Yes, they do finish off with Brooklyn. New York, Minnesota, Toronto will probably be done playing by that point because they'll lock the spot, and Philly. So, yeah, not too difficult of a schedule for Miami. I think they'll lock in that 8th spot. Yeah. Just because Hornets.
Now, looking at the top half of the East, I think Milwaukee gets the 1.
Milwaukee
is like kind of, you know, last, you know, a few years ago is Boston where they like they really want the 1. Toronto is kind of, you know, giving it away. I mean, they do play really well without Kawhi Leonard, but like if you wanted the 1 seed, you'd have played Kawhi more. Like
exactly. They're not.
I don't.
Kawhi gets rested like every 3 games.
They have the playoff they have playoff experience, whether it be good or not. They've been in it long enough where they don't really know, they don't really care as much about home court. They're still going to be the 2nd seed, which is, you know, gets you home court for the first 2 rounds, most definitely. That really helps. I think Indiana actually falls at least to 4. I think Philly's playing well. Indiana's playing well, but not as well as they had. They're, you know, they were around Toronto and Milwaukee before, of course, the sad, you know, Oladipo injury. I think that Indiana falls down a little bit. Philly jumps them. But I think Indiana stays at the 4th seed, and you get Indiana, Boston, Philly, Detroit, Brooklyn, Toronto, and then I think Charlotte comes out with the 8th seed. I traditionally like the best player leads his team. And I think Kemba Walker is the best player from those teams. I know that, you know, Dwayne Wade, and it's his last year, but I don't love the supporting cast in Miami as much as I like the supporting cast in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's a good point you make right there. Plus, they have a pretty much a star.
They have an all-star. They really do have an all-star.
To be honest, the Heat's best player is Dwayne Wade.
Recent, yes. I do believe Dwayne Wade.
I mean, and then it's Dragic or Whiteside. Whiteside hasn't been good in a while. Winslow.
Whiteside kind of gets phased out. Winslow is a solid player.
I thought Richardson would have jumped and been a better player this year.
Kind of developed
but he hasn't he developed a lot last year, but maybe that's his cap.
I do hope, you know, I think it would be good for Miami to make it, but at the same time, you know, I know Kemba Walker has reiterated many a time that he wants to stay in Charlotte. I question a little bit, like, how much losing, you know, not making the playoffs again would impact him, and that could potentially impact his impending free agency. So we move over to the West, and we've talked a lot about the 8th seed and, you know, the Lakers, but how do you see stuff? The West is more interesting in its middle. Where do you think teams like, you know, Denver's lost 3 in a row, so they're coming back to the pack a little bit. But
three,
you know,
teams tied for the 3rd seed.
You have Houston, Oklahoma, and Portland. All the 3, 4, 5, all literally
39
tied.
And 25.
They're literally tied. Utah, 2.5 games back about. After that, you know, the Clippers are close. They're up there. The Clippers playing really well. The Spurs have been playing terrible. They're playing well now. How do you think the middle unpacks?
So the middle right now for the West, I think it unpacks basically the way it's showing me on ESPN right now, Houston, OKC, Portland. I think either way, those middle matchups, like, aren't going to they're going to more matter for, like, Houston. But I think OKC and Portland are going to play each other in the first round. Depending on, like, how that happens, like, that's going to be tough. Like, OKC going into Portland first round is going to be tough. Like, because Portland could be a third seed, too, they could be a fifth seed. It's a real toss-up. And it is a big difference from playing Utah or playing Houston.
Or L.A.
Exactly. So, you know, that's a big difference.
One thing that I'm going to say that's a little bold is I actually think Houston jumps Denver. They're only about 2 back.
They're 3.5.
Two, 3.5. Yeah. You know, I think that they're playing really well, and I think that they really want the 2 seed just so that they, you know, don't have – they need – I think that they feel that they need 3 or 2. Because they feel that they can beat Golden State. And I think that they're the best challenger to Golden State in the West. Maybe in the entire NBA. I don't think Denver has, you know, it.
They're a good regular season team.
They're a really good regular season team. Like, Jokic is, I love Jokic. And I love a lot of their pieces. Maybe if those pieces improve. But I don't think that they have a go-to scorer. A consistent everyday scorer. Harden's going to get your points. Curry and Durant are going to get your points. Lillard, McCollum, they're pretty, you know, McCollum maybe not as much as Lillard, he's going to get George. All these other teams, even Donovan Mitchell, these teams who are real contenders have a go-to scorer. I don't see it in Denver.
I don't either. Looking at the top of that division too, I could even see Denver, you know, we just saw Golden State lose last night. I could even see Denver getting the 1, but I don't see them making it out of the second. I don't see them making it out of the second round of the playoffs.
I agree. I think that if they're the 2 or the 1, they'll win the first round. If they're the 3, they could have a really tough time. Utah plays you tough. And you got that matchup, Gobert and Jokic, would be something to really pay attention to. That'd be amazing. A great matchup.
Something that I'm looking at too, how do you think this bottom is going to play out? You know, we got Sacramento's 3 games back of the 8th, and basically that's it. But, like, do you see San Antonio? They're a half game behind Los Angeles right now. Do you see them passing that, maybe getting a 7th seed? Maybe if San Antonio gets that 7th seed, they have a chance at beating Denver. If they do end up getting that 6, they're only a game back of 6. If they get 6, they could, you know, do something.
San Antonio versus Denver would be a really odd matchup because it's like 2 teams who don't really have as much offense. Like, Denver,
they don't have an offensive superpower.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, DeRozan and Aldridge are good. I like San Antonio, but I don't think that they have the firepower. I just generally like how the Clippers play. I think that they play as a real team. You know, I watched a lot of that game they played against the Lakers, where it was like a huge game for both teams, and The Clippers, like, they were down early. They didn't look worried. They have a lot of guys on that team who are, like, tough-minded people. Patrick Beverley, as tough as it gets. I think we can all agree on that. Danilo Gallinari has, you know, he's had a lot of injuries, and every year he tries to come back from them. He always is fighting. You know, I respect that from him. It's not, he has not had it easy at all, and he really works at it. I think that LA could easily get the 7th seed.
For the 7th seed, I could see Utah. Let's see how Portland plays down the stretch, because you know they're a really good team.
Utah's one of the toughest teams to gauge because they go from having an amazing game against Milwaukee, which they come back and win, and then they can't beat the Pelicans. I know the Pelicans play you tough, and Drew Holiday, he's been really good, but like
Pelicans. Here's the thing about the Pelicans: like they have good players. I feel like every game I see them play, like it's close for three quarters.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, it's like.
And then they somehow sneak around and like win these games. Like they had a game against Houston that they won, beat Sacramento, beat Utah. Like they win weird games.
Okay. Moving just quickly, I just want to bring this up to you. Do you think that LeBron? He's not going to, you know, so many people are saying rest him for the rest of the season. Do you see him, like, if they actually get eliminated sooner rather than later, do you see him?
I think it's
not
similar
playing?
To Zion. Like, if he's actually not 100%, I don't think it's worth it. I really don't. Like, if they're out of it with, like, 8 to go, 7 to go, like, why? Like, what does it do for you? I mean, like, they're going to probably, I think that they're going to hover around the 5 games, 6 games back for a while. So, like, it would be the last few games of the year, like, everybody's going to rest their guys.
Yeah.
Like, whether, you know, I mean, the whole idea of, like, oh, what are you resting for? Like, they have...
They could end up 2 games behind, but be eliminated sooner rather than later. You know what I mean?
They're more mentally eliminated right now.
Yeah.
I think everybody, they're gone. I think
they have the same record as the Timberwolves.
I think LeBron has even conceded it. He's, like, kind of been, like, you know... I just got to come in here and be a professional no matter how tough it is. Like, I think that they realize it's over.
All right. Switching gears to baseball, we're going to give our preseason, predictions of the season coming up. A lot of big storylines coming, a lot of different teams, a lot of different, you know, helping players that have, you know, come in the season to different teams. Like, you could see a completely different West. All right, Jared, what do you think, what do you think each division is going to look like and who's going to be winning each division and get the wild cards?
So I think that the Yankees flip Boston this year and win the division. I think that Boston, while they may have a great season, you know, the bullpen really took a huge hit. They don't have the pieces back there. And that can lose you games. Like, they could play really well for 7-8 innings, and then the bullpen blows it.
8th and 9th inning, yeah.
Like, Cleveland. Cleveland could have had a lot of a better record last year, but they lost a lot of games due to their bullpen.
Cody Allen, yeah.
You know, it was really underperforming. So I do like the Yankees to win the East. I think the Yankees are the best constructed roster out there. They really play well. I like everything about them. They have great depth for injuries. They have the best bullpen. It got even better. They add a guy like James Paxton. I always think lefties are phenomenal additions to the Yankees because it makes it harder for lefties, and that short porch in right field is something that people definitely take advantage of. I like the Yankees to take the East. I like Cleveland to take the Central. I just don't think Minnesota is good enough to take the Central from Cleveland, and as much as Cleveland is like giving it away, trading away its players, you know, not threatening to trade, but like
there's
putting
no
these guys
else.
On the trade
block.
I just don't think that they have as tough of a time. They play so good against less teams. Like, they don't play down to that level. I think that they probably win that division.
Here's the way I look at the Indians. I sit there and I go, like, why would you, like, kind of, like, give up a little? I see that, like, you have so much lee room. I'm just saying there's 11 games you have to win in order to win the World Series in the postseason. 11 wins. That's not crazy for the team like the Indians to do. They can go on a run and win those games.
They just don't have the money. They can't. They can't.
Get a crazy
they
pitcher.
They can't bring back all these bullpen guys.
Yeah.
They can't keep all of Carrasco, Kluber, and Bauer. They have to make the tough calls. It's terrible, but it's what has to happen. And in the West, I like Houston. I think Houston steamrolls. I think Oakland plays, you know, goes down. I don't like Oakland as much this year, nearly. And I think Houston takes the division. For my two wild cards, I like Minnesota to win the first one. And my sleeper one is I like the Angels. I think the Angels, I know I'm a little, you know, I am an Angels fan. I think that they, Shohei Ohtani comes back mid-April. He hits for a whole year. He's pretty good. You got guys like Justin Upton. You bring in really good key players like a Justin Bour, Zach Cozart gets healthy, the pitching gets healthy. You bring in guys like, you know, Matt Harvey. What if he pitches in a pitcher's-friendly park? Something that helps him out. I think that they have the pieces to potentially win a wild card. I see Oakland falling back a little bit. I don't think they have any pitching. They don't have, like, any starting pitching. I'm not a fan of Oakland. I thought last year was kind of like the Angels are playing badly. The Mariners, those two sunk. And their pitching and the injuries and all that. And, like, Tampa Bay just didn't have enough to muster it out. And Oakland was just so hot. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Chapman fan. He's good and all, a great defender, solid offensive player, Olsen, but like, I don't know if they're going to really duplicate what they did. So I have the Twins as the first wild card and the Angels going to Minnesota for a wild card game. How do you see the American League shaping out?
In the East, I see the Yankees taking it because you're right. Boston has no bullpen, really. Central, Indians. West, I still have the Astros. They're still a really good team, and even though they probably have lost Keuchel, and you know they still have a great farm system. They still have a good farm system with guys. I still see them as one of the top threats in the American League. Let's see how Verlander does this year. He's kind of getting older. Let's see how this shapes out. We don't necessarily know.
Houston starting pitching took a huge hit, you know, this year with. Most likely going to lose Keuchel. McCullers is out for the year, and they lost Charlie Morton. That's 3/5 of that rotation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you still got Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole, I think, is really the real deal.
Yeah, you still have Verlander, who's great. I still see them, like, and they have one of the best lineups. They lost Marwin Gonzalez.
But they picked up Michael Brantley.
Yeah, but I think they're going to give the same production.
Most.
Okay, wild cards... They're kind of interesting to me. I do see Tampa Bay kind of regressing because I still think the East is going to be hot. And I don't think that Tampa Bay has that magic. This year, I might see LA, the Angels, for that second wild card spot. I'm not getting the hopes up yet for that. So I'm going to have to go. I'm going with Boston for the first. And for the second, I'm going to go Minnesota because I definitely think Minnesota is really, really – I think they were almost there 2 years ago, and then last year they took a step back.
Yeah.
But now they even have more guys that can just put them over the top. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to go to the National League? What do you think there?
Sure. For the National League, I think we start in the West. I think LA wins it. I don't think San Diego's ready, not this year at least. I don't like the Giants. They're kind of falling off a little bit. Players are getting older, more injury prone. Colorado, they bring back Arenado, but they lose LeMahieu and Ottavino, and
I see them
as a potential wild card.
Yeah.
Maybe. I like LA. I think they're the best team. Arizona got a lot worse. You know,
yeah.
Biggest thing that nobody's talking about is like Paul Goldschmidt is a Cardinal. Paul Goldschmidt is like the best first baseman in all baseball, a supreme hitter.
He's really good. The Central is stacked now.
The Central is ridiculous.
Yeah, I actually don't see Colorado making it out of any wild card team just because I think there's going to be three teams in the Central that are going to make it out.
Yeah, I definitely like LA for the East. I like Philadelphia. I think that offense is really good. And if Nola, he's an ace, he can carry you. You know, if he can anchor that rotation, Arrieta helps in. I don't know if they're done. I think if they can get Keuchel for the price that they're okay with.
Oh, really?
I think you could see Dallas Keuchel
in
Philadelphia. Potentially, don't know. But even without him, I think their rotation is adequate. Definitely adequate, led by a great guy in Aaron Nola. In the Central, I like Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee uses... I think they're the team that's not going to be, like, disappointed that they were one game away from the World Series. I think they're more going to be the team that's, like... Let's go. Let's do this again. You know, Yelich, Kane, those are really positive guys. You know, Aguilar, they're really... I don't think that they're going to get down in the hole. Damn, we just missed it. You know?
I don't either. What about your wild cards?
For my wild cards, I definitely think it's going to be three out of the Central. I don't like anybody else in the West. I think Atlanta misses out, which is odd because they were the surprise team last year. I think that... I wouldn't say that they regress. I just think that everybody else gets better. I don't think Donaldson does a lot for that team. And I definitely like Chicago and St. Louis as the two wild cards.
Yeah. For me, I'm just going to start with the wild card because I think that's the most interesting there. I see. You're right. I was thinking about this. The Braves, you're right. The Braves don't have the pitching. They have the lineup, and they're going to be just as good as last year, but they missed last year, and that Central is stacked. Like, I literally think the Central is going to be Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, and then I think the Reds are even going to have a decent year, 500, maybe even a bit better than 500. I think the Reds are actually going to be pushing for a wild card spot just as much as the Braves are. So I see as my two wild card teams, I see the number one as Chicago, number two is St. Louis, Central, Milwaukee, and in the East, this is where it gets rough because the East is tough. I mean, you got the Mets, Phillies, Nationals, Braves, they're all formidable teams. They're all going to be beating each other up. I think the Mets missed the wild card, which is hard to believe because, like, now we're kind of looking at a shift. Like, not of, like, how good the talent is in each league, but actually that the National League kind of has better races. It's going to have better races than this. There might be better talent. Better teams in the American League.
But more competitive.
But more competitiveness in the National League. Each division in the National League is going to have three teams fighting for that first spot, or at least two.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give a honorable mention to the Padres. I think they're going to get 500, and they'll be third in the West.
Definitely. So, just we're going to go quickly. Tell me who is your MVP and Cy Young in each league.
Okay. MVP, American League. I mean, this is the easiest bet, but I'm going to go with Judge. That's just an easy bet right now. He might have, if he had a good end of the year last year, he might have been able to win it. And I just think, you know, like, him and Trout are just, like, easy picks to choose from. Cy Young for American League, I'm going to go with either, I'm actually going to go with Kluber again or Sale. I think Severino is just going to be the same again. I don't think he's going to take a step towards being the number one in the Cy Young. And I think Verlander has a good year, but he's not going to be Cy Young anymore. I just think that it's just going to be like the regular guys again getting those awards.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, American League?
So I think for my American League MVP, I think it's going to go to Aaron Judge. I think that he's going to have a really good year. He looks great in spring training. Not that, you know, that matters that much. I think he has a good, you know, good season, leads the Yankees, you know, past their kind of, like, disappointing year of last year, like, first ever disappointing 100-win team. I think he wins that. And my Cy Young, I give that to Trevor Bauer. I think he's really good. I think this is going to be, like, he takes another step. So I like Bauer for my Cy Young.
I should have said Bauer. I was thinking about him when I was talking, but I just, maybe he doesn't win it.
Yeah. And then for my National League, the sexy pick, Bryce Harper, you know, new team, that kind of trend. People like that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it could. It's tough to say.
I say maybe Machado. He's already
I just think it's hard to give him a chance, you know, to a team that finishes in third. So I don't love that.
I know, but look at Trout a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, but, like, Trout was, like, undoubtedly, like, had been playing the best. I don't know if Machado can do that.
Can do that, yeah.
For my National League MVP, I think it's an odd choice, but I think Paul Goldschmidt could win it. I think he could have a really good year.
I'll give you that team in a second.
And then my Cy Young in the National League, I think Nola wins it. I think that, you know, people ride the hot story of Aaron Nola.
Yeah, those are two great choices. I'm going to go for the MVP. I'm going to go with Arenado. I think he's going to be good this year. He's going to be leading that team like crazy. I think it's his time to win in an MVP award. He hasn't won one in years past where maybe he could have. And he's just probably one of the best hitters, best defensive players in the league. And I think that, like, the Rockies kind of did have a steal. I don't want to call it a steal, but it's like they locked him up for 8 years and, like, with an opt-out after three. And that's pretty good for, you know, a guy that's one of the best third basemen. Pitching-wise, you want to hear what I think?
I'd love to.
Don't get me wrong on this. This is a hot take. I think Kershaw wins. I think Kershaw, even though he's hurt right now, I think he leads that Dodger team to
the division.
The division. And I think he's going to have his last good year. I think he's not done yet. I still think he's the top three pitcher in the National League.
I just, you know, the injuries. He could have won it a lot of times the last few years, just the injuries have hurt him.
Yeah. All right, so that's our awards. We're pretty much done for today. We have nothing else, nothing crazy happening in the storylines recently. Some new rule changes for the MLB are occurring. We'll get back to you maybe after our break if any of that changes. But thank you guys for tuning in. This trimester, we're really hoping Jared is going to continue this third trimester, which should be a lot of fun, and we just can't wait to get back to you. Thank you. Have a nice day.